Money FM 89.3. Best of breakfast. Mind your business. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. You're listening to Money FM 89.3's Breakfast with me, Lin Lee, this morning. You know, well, getting a university degree might be a career prerequisite. It doesn't necessarily guarantee success in life. And two of the world's most famous school dropouts have got to be Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and Microsoft founder Bill Gates. Both left Harvard during their undergraduate years to start their businesses, which have since made an indelible mark in the global tech industry. On Mind Your Business today, our guest is also a university dropout, but he did graduate with a diploma in business administration from Singapore Polytechnic, specializing in entrepreneurship. It is this entrepreneurial spirit in him that saw him start his own business at the young age of 16. Today, he is based in Thailand and runs a company that helps businesses with their international expansion plans. He is 26-year-old Gordon Ho, Managing Director of Gordon Eye Corp. Welcome to the show, Gordon.
Hi, morning, Lily. Thanks for having me.
Okay, good to have you on the show. Are you fluent in Thai now since you've been in Thailand for a while?
I do my best. I think I've been learning Thai along the way since I've landed in Thailand and now operate here in Thailand as well.
Okay, you ventured to Thailand looking for opportunities in June, right? In June 2020, that is, during the height of the pandemic. What were you doing then? And what made you decide to embark on your business overseas?
So I was previously in pharmaceutical sales. I was doing contact lens sales, and we were looking for a new market where cosmetic spending was actually still going up. And we were looking at Thailand as a very young market, mm-hmm. that a lot of young people were still spending on cosmetics, and they were looking to have new products come into the market. So we entered Thailand in the height of pandemic, mm-hmm. in 2020, basically to expand our market as well from Singapore.
And did you know anyone in Thailand prior to this?
Prior to this, no. So I was very lucky to have met my business partner actually through LinkedIn. And I didn't get to meet him until much later when I landed in Thailand after my quarantine and coming out of that. Yeah.
Okay. And what were some of the challenges you faced starting a business in Thailand as a foreigner and with a new partner whom you didn't even know?
I think it was an interesting journey, basically having to learn the regulations and, of course, looking at it in a different lens because it's, of course, in a different language altogether to understand how the Thai market works, understanding how the regulations and everything falls into place. And, of course, getting to know my new partner, who is a new friend of mine that I would have to meet face-to-face when I land in Thailand.
Okay, at one point, you even needed to pivot your original business model and started operations within 5 months. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's right. So generally what happened was because after we landed in Thailand as a cosmetic company, we realized that the licensing would take extremely, extremely long. It actually ended up taking about a year and a half to get the licensing. Mm-hmm. So we immediately had to pivot the model. Otherwise, we would just be burning cash every month. And we eventually went into helping other companies actually enter the Thai market. So mm-hmm. becoming a service company, providing a suite of services to help companies set up, get them on the ground, get them on their feet, get them operational in terms of the sales and marketing as well.
Was it difficult having to understand Thailand's legal infrastructure, regulations, and then you have the issue of hiring in a time of COVID?
I think hiring, I mean, just to jump on the point of hiring, mm-hmm. hiring during the time of COVID was actually, I feel, easier as compared to now, because there were a lot of people who had lost their jobs or they had lost opportunities in their original positions, mm-hmm. and they were looking for new things to try and to new markets to go into. In terms of understanding the regulations, it was also challenging because it is not as clear-cut as the Singaporean law and legal framework.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about how you capitalized on this gap you found in businesses struggling to expand overseas.
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of the gap that we've identified, mm-hmm. we'll come in as a point of reference of information, key information that businesses would need in entering markets like Thailand, where things are not so clear cut. Mm-hmm. So we hope to be able to give them, you know, clear set of information that they can make clear decisions to enter the market on, rather than, okay, I'm playing a guessing game or having mm-hmm. to look at a set of rules where things don't make sense or practicalities are a bit blurred, the lines are a bit blurred. Yeah, so we hope to provide that common point of reference for information.
Maybe give us a bit more details. What is the process like? Talk us through that process. If I were to come to you as a new business owner wanting to expand overseas, what would you advise me to do?
Most definitely. So when we first meet a new customer or a potential company wanting to come to Thailand, we actually sit down. We actually understand what is their business nature, what they hope to achieve in Thailand. And we then begin to look at will they require to set up an office or require to set up like a representation office to operate in Thailand to have their objectives be met. And after setting up the operation itself, what kind of services they would need to support their operations. Could it be their payroll, their HR, their accounting, or sales and marketing? So there are various needs that the business would look into that we would hope to be able to support them effectively on.
And in terms of the readiness to adapt to a new market, would you be looking at that too?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, for the in terms of like, let's say they have a product or a service, we look at how it fits into the market or it needs to be tweaked just slightly, or the branding needs to be rebranded just to be culturally right in the market as well. Yeah.
Let's talk about financial support and resources to support business development and marketing efforts overseas. What can you tell us about that in terms of helping your clients?
I think in terms of helping the clients, actually, we work very closely with Enterprise Singapore. A lot of the grants do actually help businesses to from Singapore, especially to come into new markets like Thailand. Of course, they do support other markets like the Americas or Europe or other parts of Southeast Asia as well. And I think that's a very good initiative offered by the government, that they help to push businesses to internationalize and for Singaporean brands to grow outside of Singapore as well. And that's one of the ways that we actually help to financially support the expansion of these businesses into Thailand as well from Singapore. Yeah.
So how long does the process take? And upon a successful expansion, do you actually provide what we call after-sales service just in case they need further assistance?
Yes, we do. So actually, after the setup of the company itself, setting up the company could take from anywhere from about 1 to up to 4 months, depending on the licensing required of the organization or any of the products. After that, we do provide a 1-year support for accounting and legal advisory, mainly because we do help the companies to be compliant to the financial regulations in the country, as well as any of the legal frameworks or any questions that they might need to be addressed in terms of the natures of business, to give them a very clear idea of what they can go ahead with and what they can't go ahead with.
Tell us, to date, how many companies have you helped with their expansion plans?
We have helped about 20. Not all are from Singapore. So we have customers that come from outside of Singapore as well, from China, from Taiwan, from Europe as well. And they look to come to Southeast Asia, or they look to come to Thailand specifically. And they come to find us, actually, to help them with that.
So when they come to you and they want to expand their business in Thailand, is there a particular... I don't know, like city or certain regions within Thailand that you recommend to them?
Actually, we start mostly with Bangkok at the start. And in fact, for us, our recommendation is to have a head office or an office in Bangkok as a central address. For some of the target demographics, they want to look at, okay, the north of Thailand, which is, we start with Chiang Mai or Chiang Rai, which are very popular cities next to Myanmar or in bordering Laos as well. If not, we can look south, Phuket, which is bordering Malaysia, close to Malaysia, which is also a different demographic because there's a larger number of expats that are also living there. We look a bit more towards the east, outside of Bangkok, which is Pattaya or Chonburi. Be looking at manufacturing, you'll be looking at places where you could set up factories or facilities for making products. So these are different regions that we look at,
Are you looking to settle down overseas?
Actually, yes. Just got married and bought a place. So we're looking,
congratulations.
I'm looking to settle in Thailand. Thank you so much.
Now that you are going to be based in Thailand for a longer time, being settled down, do you miss Singapore?
I do. I miss my family and friends, and of course the food. Being away from Singapore, it's an interesting experience for sure, having grown up in Singapore.
What do you miss most?
Actually, I think it's the food, to be honest. Sometimes there are some flavors that we just can't, and dishes that we can't get outside of Singapore, and there's nothing like Singapore food.
Yeah, absolutely. But Thai food is good too. Now, if someone would to follow in your footsteps, what advice would you give?
I think it's really coming to a new environment with an open mind. I think having an open mind is really important, because if you come here being really rigid and not willing to learn or look at the new infrastructure, it is going to be very, very difficult to step into not just Thailand, but any new market, because each market and each country will bring it its own flavor, its own regulations, its own way of doing things. And I think that's one of the big pieces of advice I would like to give anyone to step out of any country, to go to a new country. Having an open mind is really, really important.
All right. Thank you very much, Gordon. Gordon Ho, all of 26 years old. Thank you very much for taking the time to share your journey with us. We've been speaking with Gordon Ho, Managing Director of Golden Eye Corp. This is Mind Your Business. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.